Practicing rapport. There are a number of ways you can practice and sharpen your rapport skills. If you actually do these exercises and keep doing them, you'll become better than most NLP master practitioners. The thing is, you just got to keep practicing and perhaps push your practice to higher limits. Now, to practice, you need to notice examples of people in rapport around you. On the train, in a bar, at work, or anywhere that people gather. Notice the examples and watch. Practice getting in and out of rapport, or practice getting in rapport and leading rapport with these people. Take it to the next level. Practice nonverbal rapport with strangers. I remember doing this as a teenager. I would go to a restaurant with my parents and I would practice nonverbal communication with a pretty girl sitting at another table. I would make eye contact, build the eye contact, and I think that's all. That's as far as I got as a teenager, but occasionally we would time each other, you know, and try to bump into each other at the, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet dessert bar kind of thing. But that is an absolutely wonderful example. You can practice non-verbal rapport with strangers, waiters, staff, and you can unobtrusively match someone's posture, their breathing, just as you may have already done this unconsciously. Except we might just want to take it up to the next level. So what's the next level from that? Well, the next level from that might be saying g'day or saying hello or matching them and then step forward and start to lead them with a nice introduction. Another way you can practice is by watching TV. News is a great example. You can listen to the language of the people and you can try to match it. You could watch one of your stars, one of your favorite actors, and start copying like them. Or imagine if they were sitting with you, if they were talking, how would you talk back? Now, what you might like to do here to take it up a couple of notches further is to focus on different aspects of rapport. So for week one, you might be really focused on body language. Maybe week two, you might like to do voice. Week three, you might like to purely focus on their eyes. Week four, maybe breath. Yeah? So you might want to pick an area and focus on that for the week. A great story I've told a lot of my students is that when people get a stroke, let's say a person gets a stroke and the left hand stops working, what will happen a lot of the time is that people will start to use the right hand. Okay, so if the left hand stops working, they just use the right. And when this happens, they lose and they generally don't get access to the left hand side again. But what you can do is, when people have the stroke and the left side stops working, what you can do is if they tie up and restrain the right hand, then the person simply has no hands they can use. Very, very mean. However, because the right hand is restrained, it kind of forces them to use the left hand, which they can't, right? But it forces them. So they regain control. They regain control of the left hand and the left arm. And once they regain control of the left arm, they can release the right and the person is back with both hands. So one thing you might like to consider here is instead of tying your right hand behind your back, maybe you try to get deep rapport with someone over Zoom, but this time turn the video off. Or perhaps if you're coaching and working with people face-to-face, switch off the videos and just go to auditory.